and welcome to Hindsight Tonight. I'm Damian Musiani, and here's your news. Leading off, media outlets across the globe are being called out for their previous hounding of Britain's Princess Kate Middleton in the wake of her revelation that she's being treated for cancer. With more on this story is recently resurfaced Hindsight Tonight British correspondent Duncan Stewart-Clark. Hey, Dunk, welcome back. Where were you?
Oh, I bogged off for a bit of holiday in Bedlam, Damien, but it's all sorted now and I'm right as rain. Many thanks for the countless words of encouragement by viewers all over the Hindsight Tonight world. Speaking of encouragement, backpedals are in order as the media pretends they didn't have a laugh at Kate Middleton's expense during her weeks-long disappearance and failed photo edit. Social media exploded with allegations of embarrassing nip and tuck. Stephen Colbert suggested Kate might be getting divorced due to Prince William putting Willie Jr. inside the next-door neighbour. And John Oliver said the future queen might be dead. Of course, now we know the princess is being treated for cancer, but where was her press team during all this? Faffing about? They've equated publicity runaround to a bloody Benny Hill video. Still, questions remain, not the least of which centres around the spate of recent illness amongst the royals. Kate was diagnosed with cancer after surgery in January. King Charles had a yearly scheduled doctor visit last month and learned he had cancer. And 6 years ago, Prince Harry married cancer. Unyielding pressure by the media and invasions of privacy may also be partly to blame. There is a reason, after all, why press rhymes with stress. Damien?
Thank you, Duncan, and welcome back. Here in the States, another stressful event occurred when a man was able to sneak onto a Delta Airlines flight in Salt Lake City without having a ticket. How? Authorities say that Wyclef Florizard used his cell phone to capture another passenger's boarding pass and then used it to board a flight to Texas. Smart, right? He hid in the bathroom until the plane was ready to take off, but when flight attendants told him to return to his seat, his plan unraveled because the plane was completely full. There was literally no seat for him. Oh, what's my seat number? Oh, yes, of course. I'm sitting in overhead storage bin 3. Where might I find that? The plane had to return to the boarding gate so that airport police could arrest the man after they stopped rolling on the ground from laughing. Who's not laughing? Our nation's youth. The annual World Happiness Report shows that the United States dropped from 15th to 23rd among all countries in overall happiness, and the culprits can be found at the end of the alphabet. Talk about a generation gap. If the U.S. were made up of only people over the age of 60, we would have ranked 10th in the world. But if all Americans were under 30 years old, our rank would drop to 62nd place. For reference, Honduras is 56th. It's like Gen Z is one big Smashing Pumpkins concert audience. And why are Zoomies so gloomy? A USA Today poll says they blame the economy, housing costs, loan debt, politics, social media, climate change, and the Gaza war. Because older people don't have any of those issues, right? But they do have higher health issues. Retirement stress, failed hopes and dreams, crushed legacies, disengaged by society, dragged into the woods on sleds and left for wolves. Yeah, Gen Z, tell us again how blue you are. If nothing else, you've shown us all how the person you present to others is so much more important than the person you really are. And that's your news. Have a great week. If you like this episode, let us know, and I'll see you next Sunday with Fresh Hindsight.